It's a morning devotion, the last one for the 2023 Convention Edition. And we have so many prayer requests here that we'll be praying over. And I pray that the Lord will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. I want us to take this song, "My Hope is Built on Nothingness." My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground sink is up. All other ground is sinking sound. When darkness seems to hide its face, I rest on it, unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sound. Hallelujah. All other ground is sinking sound. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the many flaw. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope. Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Lord, the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide its face, I rest on its unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. Lord, the ground is sinking sand. His hope, His covenant, His blood supports me in the wind flow. In heaven, my soul gives way. He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the soul, the rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. I want us to take this more. In Christ alone, my hope is found. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest trial and storm. What height of love, what depth of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of Christ in heaven, blessed be this gift of love. Just there, scorned by the ones who came to save, till on the cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. And bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave He rose again. And as He stands in victory, cost has lost His grip on me, for I am His and He is mine. But with the precious blood of Christ, I want us to sing the last stanza with all sincerity. In life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me, from life first cry to final breath. Jesus comes my destiny. Oh, no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Amen. Amen and amen. For a few words of exhortation, I want us to rise on our feet. We'll read from the book of Mark, chapter 11. We've heard so many preaching. We've heard, God bless you, sir. We've had healings, we've had deliverances, we've had the word of faith, we've had the word of instruction, we've received commandments, we've received great inspirations from the servant of the Lord that has spoken throughout the services. For your deliverance, for your healing, for your salvation to be sustained, I just want to encourage you this morning to have faith in God. I'll be speaking on there is a possibility. If there are still things in your life that you feel that you want God to attend to, there is a possibility. But the Bram said that God will make your impossibility probable, and your probability will become possible. Your impossibility will become probable, and your probability become possibility. Amen. We read from Mark chapter 11. We read verse 11 and 12. Verse 12 to 14 rather. Then we read 19 to 24. And on the morrow, when they were come to Bethany, he was hungry. That is, Jesus was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if aptly he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the fig was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eats fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Verse 19, and when even was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou causest is withered away. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. It shall have whatsoever it said. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. We may please be seated. I will add the two following scriptures to it. Luke chapter 1 verse 37 and Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Luke 1:37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. But the Bram said that with you and with me nothing shall be impossible. But the Bram said there are three attributes that are in God that God share one of it with man. God is omniscient. God is omnipresent. God is omnipotent. Man is not omniscient. Man is not omnipresent. But man is omnipotent. What makes man omnipotent is the ability for man to believe in God. God can do nothing without man. Satan can do nothing without man. But when man has faith in God, God can do all things through man. Ephesians 3:20 said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, that is, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that man can think or ask, but according to the power that is within man. This power is the power of faith. Faith is the most powerful weapon that God has released to the hands of man. But the Bram said, when two omnipotent meet, he said, miraculous is bound to take place. But the Bram said, there are three principal powers: the power of God, the power of Satan, and the power of faith. In some other sermon, but the Bram narrowed it to two. He said, the power of God and the power of Satan. In the greatest battle ever fought, in the sermon. But the Bram said that God, the power that Satan has, God gave it to him. In other words, there is only one power that exists. But then this power that exists, when God gives it to man, in form of faith, man becomes so dangerous. So faith makes man dangerous. When you see a man that has faith, he's a dangerous man. Because faith is unstoppable. When you see a man that has faith, he's a man that masters all circumstances. Because faith has power over all things. No wonder Hebrews chapter 1 verse, Hebrews 11 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not said. When a man has faith with him, he has all things. This faith cannot work until, first of all, whatever God says, because but the Bram said that faith takes its resting place on the word of God. Faith cannot work without the word of God. There are different kind of faith. You can believe in the power of Satan. What makes evil power to work is because man also believes in those powers. But what makes the word of God to work also is because man believes in the word. Now, as we heard last night, that the word of God would defeat Satan anywhere, under any circumstance, in any condition, and in any place. In any place, anywhere Satan meets with the power of God, it has to bow. You may be under the oppression of the enemy. If you believe in the power of God, God will certainly take you out. Now, your faith cannot work until it takes the word of God. Now, but the Bram said that the word of God has to be confessed in faith. That is why the Bible calls him the high priest of our confession. So I'm going to read the following quote. But the Bram said, he said, now believe God. Have faith in God. When, if you have been prayed for in this convention, have faith in God. If you still have some desires in your heart that you want to pray about this morning, have faith in God. Your healing will last as long as your confession. Your salvation will last so long you keep confessing it. But the Bram said that God will make your body subject to your confession. If you say this morning that you are healed, and you keep testifying that you are healed, you continue to be healed. But the Bram said, if you are thinking about sin, and you keep confessing that you are a sinner, not very long from then on, you will begin to sin. If you are confessing that you are a Christian, and you keep believing you are a Christian, not long from that, you will keep acting like one. So God cannot do anything until you confess it. Now, but the Bram said, and when the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is here to inspire you, remember God will make your body come into your confession. If you say you are a drunkard and want to drink, don't worry, you will soon be one. If you say you are a sinner and want to sin, you will be right into it. If you say you are a Christian and believe it all along, God will bring it. Your testimony will bring you right into it. If you believe in healing and believe that God has healed you, confess it, and God will make your body obey your confession. For he is the high priest of your confession, sitting at the right hand of the Father, now with his own blood, to make intercession for any confession upon anything that he died for. And he died to get rid of sin. And sickness is the result of sin. He was wounded for our transgression. And with his stripes we are healed. Remember that. Have faith. Don't waver. Stand on it. When you continue to have faith, you will keep possessing. When you remove faith, but the Bible said, if you lose faith, he said you will lose everything. But the Bible in another sermon said, everything lays in faith. Whatever a man will achieve in life, he can only begin it by faith until it comes to materialization. So whatever possession you are taking hold on in this conversion, the only way you can sustain it is to keep believing it and keep confessing it. Satan is not that patient to stay with you for that long. The Bible said that faith brings patience. So if you keep confessing it, you will certainly get through. Amen and amen. Now, but the Bram said, always remember, what we are here for is to try to increase your faith. The reason why you came to this conversion is for you to have increased faith. It's for you to be a better Christian. But whatever you claim this morning that you are taking home with you, you will never be able to sustain it until you keep confessing it, that it is yours, it is yours. Like Brother Ryan. About 2 weeks after he's been prayed for, he kept confessing everywhere. Even in the church service, he would stand up and say, "Oh, everybody, I am healed, I am healed. I can see, I can see." So, and at some point, he went to a barber shop, and the barber was trying to make jest of him. "I learned that you went to those holy rollers down there, and you are saying, oh, that you've been healed, and they want to prove it." In such moment, God likes to prove himself upon the confession of your faith. So now remember, every redemptive blessing has already been purchased. The price is paid. The price is paid. There is only one way that you will ever be able to receive it. It's to believe it and to accept it. He is the high priest of your confession. The Hebrew says there, the Hebrews letter says, he is the high priest of our confession. To profess and confess is the same thing. So he is the high priest of our confession. Therefore, he cannot do anything for us. Tell your neighbor, God cannot do anything for you until first you confess that he has done it. So whatever you lay claim on in this conversion, until you begin to continue to confess it. But the Bram said that your healing will last as long as your faith lasts. As your possession of your healing will last as long as you keep testifying. So God cannot do anything for us until first we confess that he has done it. And then when we confess it, then he is the high priest, a mediator, to go to work on that and make it right. So we pray, trusting God this morning in his kindness and mercy, that he will give us of his abundance of grace. But remember, you must accept it. I'll be reading from Possessing the Gate of the Enemy After Trial. Whatever Christ has died for has been freely given to the church. Now, but the Bram said, the royal seed of Abraham now, the natural seed could not point to that. But the royal seed, Christ, can conquer.
He has already conquered. For he has gone before us and conquered every gate for us. He is now, after 2,000 years, he stands in the midst of us. All the declaration that the servant of the Lord had made, it was Christ standing in our midst, making those declarations. Christ had already possessed everything for you. All that you needed this morning is to go home and keep confessing it. In your neighborhood, there will be a difference, because there shall be performance of those things that the Lord has already done. But remember that you must have faith in those things, and you must keep confessing them, that they are yours. He stands in the midst of us, the mighty conqueror. Not only did he conquer sickness, he conquered sickness. He conquered temptation. He conquered every enemy. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered grave. And rose up again. And 2,000 years later, here he stands among us. This morning, identifying himself the mighty conqueror. He is still here, alive, vindicating his promise, the royal seed of Abraham. Oh man, he will conquer the gates of his enemy, that is to the seed of Abraham. He stands here alive to vindicate himself. To who? Those predestinated seeds that can see it by their eyes of faith, that can possess it by their confession of faith. He conquered that. Who? After his test of the promise of the world, they were sealed by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ, to then confirm what Hebrews 13:8 to be so. That is, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for the saints of old, he has the power to do it for you today. He will do it for you tomorrow. If you keep confessing it in faith, your children might be wayward. Your life might look impossible. Things might have turned upside down. But I come to tell you this morning, there is still a possibility. But the Bram said, Samson was at the worst moment of his life. He looked everywhere. There seems to be no solution. His eyes have been plucked off. But the Bram said, then he looked up with the inner eyes that God has given him, and he said, oh, just one small law. But the Bram said that Samson believed that there is a possibility, and God made this impossibility probable. And everything that he was thinking, that, oh, would this be possible, God made it a reality. I will read you a quote in a short moment. Let me finish this. He said, they are sealed in there by the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost, which was by Abraham for Saul. By faith, Abraham believed it. And now we receive it. He looked back to the promise of what he said. John 14:12. The works that I do, shall you do also. And greater works than this, shall you do. Said John 14:12 is made confirmed in this last day by the risen conqueror himself. Amen. So the Bible said that with God nothing shall be impossible. But the Bram, the message, making the way, Paragraph 105. He said, but no matter where it was impossible, no matter where it was impossible, God can alter circumstances. I don't care what the circumstance of your life is. I don't care what your heart desire is that has not been given unto you before this moment. God has not left the camp. God is still in the midst of his people and he can grant you your heart desire. God has the power. God has the ability to alter circumstances. So no matter where it was impossible, the doctors might have given you hope. But the Bible said we have access to the healing of our body when the doctors have given us hope. When your parents have given you hope. He said, when your father, your mother forsake you, he said, I, the Lord, will accept you. No matter what the circumstances in your life, there is still a possibility. God can make it work. The desire of your heart can still be granted unto you by the power of faith that lives within you. God can alter circumstances. Now listen. He can make the impossible become probable. You begin to think that can this thing be? You, something that you think before that is absolutely impossible. When it becomes probable, you begin to think, oh, can this thing actually happen? But the Bible said God can move it from impossibility to probability. Now listen. And not only probable, but can make it a reality. God can make the desire of your heart a reality. But only if you believe. If you will accept it and you will confess it this morning that the Lord has already done it. Not only probable, but can make it a reality. When men take God at his word and accept the provided way, what is his provided way for our healing? Is to accept it and to confess it. God doesn't want you to focus on the symptoms you are seeing. God doesn't want you to focus on the things that surround you. If you want to get anything out of life, don't focus on negativity. Look at the positive side of life and God will grant it unto you. The reason why we're in the kind of condition that we are sometimes is because we are focused too much on the dark things, on the negative things. If you will decide this morning to confess the positive, when the doctor says you can't live, but you say, I will live by the grace of God, to declare the works of the Lord. The Bible says, I shall not die, but I will live to declare the works of the Lord. When the doctor says they are going to point A, but you decide to go to the opposite, according to the word of God, God will bring it to pass. Don't focus on the negative. Put your mind on the positive. But the Bible said, never, never, never be negative. He said, always be positive. Focus on the beauty side of life, not on the dark side of life. And God will make it a reality. Amen and amen. Faith is a conqueror. Faith masters all circumstances. But the Bible said God can alter circumstances. Let me tell you, church, in the deepest of sincerity, the only way God can alter your circumstance is if you believe. If you don't believe, there is very little that God can do for you.
If you don't believe, there is very little that the servant of the Lord can do for you. But if you add your faith to their faith, it will work out some positive things for you by the word of the Lord. Faith gives us an expectation. When you have something that you want to achieve, you have something that is a desire. Maybe healing. Maybe baptism of the Holy Spirit. Faith gives you an expectation. But the problem says faith doesn't negotiate. Let me tell you, it is faith system that negotiates. But the Bible said we've even left the era where we have to come to the altar, to come and knock on the altar and say, oh God, give me the Holy Spirit. When you take the word of God in simple faith, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When you take the word of God in simple faith, you receive your healing. Because these are possibilities in the kingdom of God. Things that look dark before, things that look impossible before, God will make them possible because He has the power to alter circumstances. It is failed system that negotiates. Christians don't negotiate with Satan. God has a law in His word, but the Bible call it the law of enforcement. You give commandment to Satan by the word of the law. Satan cannot stand the word of God. He has to give way. Stop negotiating with the devil over your life, over your healing, over your children. Make a pronouncement. Make a commandment. Give out an instruction. I am wondering if I'm a son and my parents have got servants in the house, and my servant will be ordering me around and be pushing me here and there. But the Bible said that Satan is God's servant. And when God is done using him, God will throw him on the side somewhere. But you and me, we are sons and daughters of God. We are heirs of everything that God has access to. And everything that He has given unto us, they freely belong to us. I don't have to negotiate with Satan on the things that belong to me, on the things that I have access to by my Heavenly Father. Stop negotiating with the devil. Satan is not as powerful as you think he is. We attribute a lot of things to him sometimes. Satan is not as powerful as you think he is. Let me tell you, my prophet told me, the power that is in the hand of Satan, God gave it to him. So the only power that exists is the power of God. And God has given that power to His sons and His daughters. Only those that will rise in faith and claim all the promises that has been written in the world. May the Lord bless you. I want to see if I can read just one more quote, and then we'll stop. But the prime of the message, spiritual food in this season. He said, "And Father," Proverbs 1:36. 1:36. "And Father," so it is today. The church, the true believer, the body of Christ, have access to food. Only children have access to food. I think the preacher last night was quoting the Syrophoenician woman. I love that woman's faith. Time will fail us to talk about persistence and perseverance. I love the faith of that woman. But she understands that she doesn't have direct access to food. So only children have access.
access to food. So Brother Bram said, Father, so it is today. The church, the true believer, the body of Christ has access to food, spiritual food, that the nominals know nothing about. The world knows nothing about of this food. Father, he said, but your church, your people, the bride of your son loves it. We have access to healing of our bodies when the doctors have failed. And they have to fail. Because if they don't fail, there's no way you glorify God. You know, sometimes when we go to the hospital and the doctor say, but what is wrong with you? Don't worry. He said, this thing that is wrong with you, don't worry. There's a solution. We feel so relaxed. We say, oh, thank God. There's a solution. But when they say, this thing that is wrong with you, if in the last 3 months, it has killed XYZ number of people, and so you have just 2 months to live. He said, hey, Orimio. That is not the attitude of sons and daughters. If I know that my father is so rich, and anytime I go to him, because he said, whatsoever desire of my heart that I have, he said, when I ask, he will give it to me. And I have direct access to my father. I will go to him and enjoy everything that he has freely given to me. But the Bram said, it's like a table of food, a buffet, that there are different type of fruits and food on the table. He said, you can tell, brother, let me imagine. He said, pass me some pile. Pass me some food there. Pass me some bread. Pass me some things, let me eat. Because you've got so many things on the menu table. So let me read this and then we're going to prayer. We have access to healing of our bodies when the doctors has failed. We have access to this. It is one of the foods of God that he gave to his church, that he gave to his believing children. All for all things are possible to the believer. So if you don't believe, you will only shortchange yourself. You have a lot in the storehouse, but when you don't believe, you live under the privilege of those things. God is looking for people that will call upon his name, that will ask him. He said, Father, I need this. I need this. Pass me some food on the table. Pass me some healing. Pass me some rest. Pass me some sound mind. Pass me some restoration. Pass me some resurrection. Pass me some wealth in there. Pass me some breakthrough. Pass me financial breakthrough and independence. Pass me some debt-free life. The Bible said that we will even lend to nations. God is looking for people who will rise up in faith and ask for some food on the menu table. The Lord bless you. Let's bow our heads for prayer. If you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you've been living a wayward life. The only way you can get out of that life is through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit this morning, the menu is on the table. If you need some rest in your mind, some of you have heartache. Heartache. Some of you have heartache. Heartache. Some of you are nearly sliding into depression. Depression is not a language in the house of God. What could have caused the depression? In the midst of all the things that God has freely provided for his unbelieving children. You can talk to God this morning. If your health is under challenge of Satan, you can take some healing on the table. Because we have access to these things. Even when doctors have given us hope, we have access to them. Talk to God this morning. It's a fresh opportunity. It is a fresh opportunity for a fresh hope. For a renewed hope. Talk to God this morning. We have access to restoration. We have access to resurrection. We have access to baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have access to healing. We have access to everything on the table. Your Father cannot deny you. The Bible said that if you earthly fathers know how to give good things to your children, he said, how much more your Father which is in heaven. And then some of us will live under our privilege just simply because we don't believe. If you lose faith, you lose everything. But the problem is, if you lose faith, he said your prayers are annulled. Meaning that you start all over again. You will start all over again. Have faith in God this morning. Have faith in God. That is the only encouragement that I come to you with this morning. With all the outpouring of the blessings that we have received in this revival, have faith in God. God can alter circumstances. I am not the one that said it. The mouthpiece of the Lord said it. God can alter circumstances. What is the circumstance in your life? What is that thing that you are looking up to God for that you think God cannot do? We have access to healing when the doctors has given us hope. When the doctors have failed, we've got access to healing. Healing of our body. Healing of our soul. God is a double-breasted God. If he can heal your body, he can save your soul. If he can save your soul, he can heal your body. If you are sick spiritually, God can heal you. If you are sick physically, God can heal you this morning. Because we are children and we have access to these things free of charge, without money, without price. Talk to God this morning. Make some claims. Make some claims. Make some confession. And watch what God will do. There is a possibility this morning. If the doctors have failed you, there is a possibility. If your parents have failed you, there is a possibility. If your children have failed you, there is a possibility this morning. Talk to God. As you go away from this campground, go with the mind of possibility, because it is possible. He said, God will make your impossibility probable. And your probability will become possibility. God is just still in that kind of business. Talk to God this morning. Everything lives in faith. Everything lives in believing. If you don't believe, you are surcharging yourself. You will live under your privilege. But the brand with the message, thy house. Thy house. Thou and the house. In that sermon, Brother Bram said, now you understand what I mean. He said, it is by faith that we do everything. Believe on the Lord. As you step out of this conversion this morning, believe on the Lord for your healing, for your salvation, for the salvation of your children. You cannot save them with the salvation that you receive, but you can save them by your faith. But the Bram said, we can put them in by our faith, but our own salvation cannot save them, because God will not have a grandchildren. If you are looking up to God for a contact with God for your children, God is just so much in the business. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Talk to God this morning. It is by faith that we do everything. Believe on the Lord. Believe on the Lord for a job. Believe on the Lord for a job. If you are looking for job, if you are looking for contract, you have a business proposal, and you are looking up to God for it, believe on the Lord for it. He is just in the business of doing it. He is in the business of doing it. Believe on the Lord. You need to change your job. Or you need to change your job. You need to change your job. Or you need some new job. But the Bram said, believe on the Lord for a job. You can pray to God for a total turnaround in your entire family line. They say in your family, they don't do well. God can change it. God can alter the circumstance. Beginning with you. We have seen Him do it for many people. He can begin it with you. God started a new race with Abraham. The family lineage of Abraham, they were into idolatry. They were idol worshippers. But God started a new lineage with them. God can start a new lineage with you, of a new generation, of a new race. Believe on the Lord this morning. So if you need a job, believe on the Lord. Believe on the Lord to hunt. If you are a hunter, maybe you are hunting for a game, or you are hunting for something else. Believe on the Lord this morning. But Abraham said, believe on the Lord to give you a wife. A wife. That you should marry. So if you are looking for wife, you have access to that. There is provision for it. Believe on the Lord to give you husband that you should marry. You are ripe enough to be a housewife, but brothers are not coming. Believe on the Lord this morning. You have access to that. The mouth of the Lord says so. Oh. Believe on the Lord to send you some new furniture. You need some new furniture in your house. There is provision for it in the world. If you need a new house, there's provision for it. There were some women in Egypt. When they were the midwives, when the Hebrew women were going to give birth, they have the charge to kill those children. If they were boys, they have the charge to kill them. If they were boys. But the Bible said that they spared the Hebrew children. If your barrels are empty, there is no food at home, and the children are hungry. But the Bram said, believe on the Lord. There is provision for food, physical food when you are hungry. Maybe some of you, as you are going home this morning, there is no food at home. The only thing you need to do, believe on the Lord. There is provision for food. You have access to it. Believe on the Lord. The Lord will send you some food. But Abraham said, if your children are hungry, so believe on the Lord. Believe on the Lord for anything. As long as it's right. Just believe on the Lord. You will have it. But the Bram said, it shall come. He said, I've never seen it fail all my life. God bless you. We have some prayer requested this morning. They are so plenty. We are not the one that these people are writing this prayer request to. So there might be no need for us to read the content to ourselves. When they were writing it, God was there. He knows the content of the prayer request. So I will mention their name one after the other, but I will not bother to read the content. When you hear their name, just pray for them. Our duty is to pray. But the Bram said, if you pray for somebody, God will begin to do something for somebody. I will pick them 5 names per time. Thank you, sir. There's prayer request from Sister Omolola. There's prayer request from Comfort Fashola. There's prayer request from Sister Adara. I will add 2 more to that. There's prayer request from End Time Church, Oyo. And there's prayer request from No Name. Let's take these 5 to the hand, to the presence of the Lord. Talk to God this morning. Prayer request from End Time Church, Oyo. Prayer request from No Name. Prayer request from Sister Adara. Prayer request from Sister Comfort Fashola. And prayer request from Sister Omolola. Let's talk to God this morning about them. They did not write it to you. They wrote it to the Almighty God. He knows the content. Just talk to God. That whatever their heart desire is, that the Lord will grant it unto them. For whatever purpose, they've written this prayer request that the Lord will grant it. Mention their name as you can remember. Say what thing soever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. In Jesus' name we pray. We have prayer requests from Sister Grace. Prayer requests from Albert Shalom. Prayer request from brother and sister Oluwafemi. Prayer request from No Name. Then prayer request from Sister Mercy Imo. Let's take these people's prayer requests to the hand of the Lord, to God in prayer. Prayer request from Sister Imo. Prayer request from No Name. Prayer request from brother and sister Oluwafemi. Prayer request from Abba
Shalom.
And prayer request from Sister Grace. Let's talk to God on their behalf. When you pray for somebody, something begins to take place. So says the prophet of the Lord. Let's talk to God. What thing soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Just have faith in God. Jesus' mighty name we pray. We have prayer requests from a sister. Prayer request from Sister Goodness. Prayer request from Victoria Makinde. Prayer request from Omoleye Adebamowo. Prayer request from Victoria Makinde. Two prayer requests from Victoria Makinde. One from Omoleye Adebamiwo. Sister Goodness. And a sister. Let's talk to God. Whatever their desire is, as much as you can remember their name, talk to God on their behalf. When you pray for somebody, God will answer your prayer. And he said, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Remember that the prayer requests are not written to you. And the Bible already said, before we pray, he knows our heart desire. And has even granted it, even before we pray. Our duty, just mention their name to God in prayer. Ask God for their heart desire, that the Lord will perfect all that concerns them. God that knows the content of the request will grant it unto them. And since we have written this request to this place, there is no need for you to rewrite it again when you get home to your home church. If you believe, you will receive the substance of your request. We have prayer requests from Mrs. Christana, prayer requests from Victoria Makinde, prayer requests from Sister Odunayo, prayer requests from Ogunjide Deborah, and prayer requests from Sister Ruth. Sister Ruth, let us pray. Sister Ogunjide Deborah, Sister Odunayo, Sister Victoria Makinde, and Mrs. Christana. Let's take their matter before God in prayer, that the Lord will perfect all that concerns them. If we can find men to stand in the gap, God will surely perform a miracle. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we may ask, all that we may think, according to the power of faith within us. God can do the unthinkable. That's what Ephesians 3:20 is telling us. Things that have not entered into the heart of man, that men do not even have knowledge of, God has the capability to bring it to pass. What a wonderful God we serve. What a powerful God we serve. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We have prayer requests from a sister, Sister Omolayo Oladipo. We have prayer requests from Sister Christana, from None. So let's take... okay, so we have about six, so let's take everything together. Sister Glory Imo, Sister Esther, No Name, Sister Christana, Sister Omolayo Oladipo, and from a sister. Let's take their request to the hand of to God in prayer, that the Lord will meet them at the very point of their needs. That the substance of their requests will be granted unto them. That the Lord will make these requests a reality. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, let's commit our journey back to our various homes today, Lord, in prayer. And as many as have traveled yesterday and day before yesterday, that the Lord will grant them safe journey. They will meet their home in peace and not in pieces. Let's commit our journey back home to the hand of the Lord, to God in prayer. God is just in the business of performing miracles. If you have any need that has not been prayed over, hold it in your heart. Let's commit our journey to God in prayer. But if you have any need that you think has not been addressed, just hold it in your heart. You have taken the burden to the Lord. Don't take it back home. Hold that request in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We would like our Father in the Lord, Pastor, the host Pastor Martin Zainera, to commit us to God in prayer. We thank God for the success of the meetings, and He will commit our journey. And if you have just one more request that you think has not been addressed, just hold it to God right now. The Lord is about to take care of it. God bless you.
Shall we pray?
God
bless you, Heavenly Father. We thank you very much for making this convention this year possible. We thank you for the efforts and the sacrifices of your children for far and near. We give you praise. We bring adoration unto your name. We thank you for the blessings that the convention has been unto us, O God. The deliverances that you have wrought, the healing that you have performed, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the re-filling, and the great and mighty things that you have done, how that you have destroyed so many things that the enemy has heaped together to hinder your children in this race that you have set before us. We are very grateful. We are going back home victorious. Lord, we are asking, O God, that all these prayers that we have prayed again this morning, Lord, may they be answered, O Father. May you give us faith to believe you, that whatever we have asked in our prayers, that we have received. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Some of your children, they are on their way already. May you take everybody back home safely. Bye. Lord, those who we are back on it when we dismiss, Lord, you brought us here. Take everybody back home safely.
Amen.
Please, Master, frustrate every plans of the devil. Amen. Lord, may we hear good news from each other that we have all arrived safely to our respective homes. Thank you for your servant that you graciously use to breathe out your blessings upon us. Thank you for your servant this morning that we have used, O God, for this service. May you abundantly bless him for the virtue that has led him. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Let all the glory and honor be there. Let the blessings ever remain ours, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
And the people say,
Amen.
I want us to sing two hymns. Hold to God or changing hands.
Hold
to God.
Amen.
Amen.
The pastor wanted to sing a song, and that's the same song that I had in mind. We commend you to the hand of the Lord.
I feel your word long.
Hold on to that hand.
It's
the unchanging hand.
Hold
to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled with transition. All of earth or move can stand. One thing's eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, build your hope on things eternal, brother. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, trust in Him and leave you. Whatsoever yes may bring. If by earthly friends forsake, stay more closely to Him, unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Hold on, hold on, hold on. He'll draw upon things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Covenant is riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. Unchanging hand. God's unchanging hand. Your hopes on things eternal, my brethren, oh, to God. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, oh, fair and bright, your home in glory. Your righteous soul with you, unchanging hand. Oh, to God, unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Unchanging hand. Amen. The Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. We bid you Godspeed in Jesus' name. May the Lord cause His face to shine on you. Grant you safe journey. Grant you favor in all your endeavors. Whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. In Jesus' mighty name. There's a lost but found item, a torchlight in the family hostel. A torchlight in the family hostel. Family hostel. A torchlight in the family hostel. And a GT Bank ATM card belonging to Daniel Martins.
Daniel Martins, new.
Amen. Let's take a dismissal song. Take the name of Jesus with you.
Amen. I think so. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we child of sorrow and it will joy and comfort give you. Take it wherever you go, oh, precious name. Of earth and joy of heaven, hallelujah, precious name. Oh, I see. The Lord bless you.